Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research, and all your answers are confidential. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Yes.
All right, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. All right, ma'am. And now, when thinking about the issues that you know that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10. Okay, with 0 means it's not important issue and to you, but 10 means it's very important. Okay, here's the first one. The first one is crime and violence. If you can grade 8. It from 0 to 8, okay. Jobs and wages.
8.
Criminal justice reform.
9.
Democracy.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
K-12 education.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Climate change.
10.
Housing rights.
9.
Immigration.
9.
Student loan debt.
7.
7, okay. And voting rights.
About 10.
And inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local office in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes, you know, something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote on the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic or Latino?
African-American.
Okay, all right, thank you. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else, just for qualification purposes?
Female.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, just so you know, we're talking to people of all ages. What is the year of your birth?
1970.
Okay. All right, and then what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
A master's degree.
Master's degree, okay. All right, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power, but 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, but you can, to make change on issues that matter to you, but you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
7.
7, okay. All right, and how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that the black community has on 0 from 0 to 10, where 10 means, the 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
10. If they show up and vote, 10.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, please rate me rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, 5 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that as well. The first one would be Bob Casey from 0 to 10.
7.
Josh Shapiro.
8.
John Fetterman.
Oh, John. I'm seven.
Seven. J.D. Vance.
Zero. Zero on option?
Zero. Yes, from zero to ten. Okay, zero. Larry Krasner. Larry Krasner.
Yeah, he's, I think he's an assistant DA. Five.
Five. And Sherelle Parker.
I'm going to give Sherelle at eight.
Eight. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, I know it's a long way off, but if the election, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or undecided? Or do not
Kamala
plan to vote?
Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Harris.
All right. Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? To be your House representative, a Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Democratic, okay. All right, man, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joseph Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, some people say, you know, that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference, okay, to what, you know, what happens. Others say, That who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference? In your opinion,
a big difference.
Okay, makes a big difference, right? Okay. All right, ma'am, and I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference, okay? Please select top three reasons.
But it makes a big difference.
Yes, but this is about, you know, list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference, okay? The first one is politicians don't keep the promises. There's not enough outreach to people like me. The issues that matter to me are never on the agenda. The system is racist and not built to support black people. Politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people. Which one would you choose if you think, you know, that your vote has no power, or, you know, might not make a difference?
If my vote had no power, I would say because candidates don't keep the promises that they make.
Okay, that first one, and okay. And what else? Just that one? There's not enough outreach to people like me. The issues that matter to me are never on the agenda.
What I will say is certain times they do cater to the rich people. Not in the last 4 years, but prior to that, yes.
Okay, so be politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people?
In general, yes.
Okay, so you that one, okay, all right. All right, and do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let him, okay? Would you say strongly agree?
Oh,
agree.
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right, ma'am. I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote would make, you know, a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you, okay? If there were black leadership or organizations that held the government accountable to the black community, number two, say, if black people have more money and resources. Number three, if there was easier access to voting in black neighborhoods, more polling places and mail-in voting. Number four, if there was more transparency to track how my tax dollars are being spent by politicians. Or last one be, if I could get all government benefits like help with the student loans, the small business money, tax credits, and home utilities discounts on one website or app, which one do you think would be a factor to you?
Transparency and where my dollars are going.
Okay, transparency, you say, right?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, black leadership and government accountable, okay, people have more resources and transparency. Okay, that one, that one is the same one, okay, that there was more transparency to track how my dollars are spent. That's one. Now, what else? What else would you pick, or just that one?
Just that one.
Okay, all right. All right, ma'am. We're almost pretty much done with this survey. I'm only going to read you to you some statements. Below is there's a list of some policies that, you know, if implemented, would empower black communities by ensuring our elected officials represent our community experience and prioritize. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each policy would motivate you or people in your network to vote, you know, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the policy would strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means, you know, not sure, and 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all, okay, but you may choose any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one said it's easy to doubt government promises, but our strength can secure resources. Government Shapiro is offering 10.5 million in federal grants for small diverse businesses affected by COVID-19. Grants range from $2,500 to $10,000. You know, stand with us. Our involvement is crucial. It's our duty to take advantage of these resources. Would you say would not motivate you, not sure, or would it strongly motivate you from 0 to 10?
It would strongly motivate us.
Okay, what number would you give it from 0 to 10? All the way to 10?
8.
Okay. Okay, sometimes it feels like politicians make promises they never keep, but we hold the power to demand accountability and push for change in our communities. Mayor Sherelle Parker's $6.3 billion budget is a step forward. Funding more police officers, better streets, improved public transit, and cleaner neighborhoods. We are not just voting. We are keeping receipts. If politicians don't follow through, we'll show them the door. Would not motivate you, not sure, or would strongly motivate?
Would strongly motivate.
All the way to 10 or what number?
8.
Okay, and they want us to believe nothing gets better, so we don't vote, you know. But we can hold our leaders accountable and demand real changes. This year, the Pennsylvania Senate Democrats took a big step forward passing key police reform bills. Senate Bill 459 requires police to maintain the detailed records of use of force incidents. Our community's future is at stake. If they don't step up, we'll vote them out and find someone who will. Would not motivate you, not sure, or will motivate you strongly?
Eight.
Okay. All right, and the last one say, no matter what party is in control, sometimes life doesn't get better for many of us, you know, in the black community. But as Nipsey Hussle said, sometimes you have to take 2 steps back, you know, and take 10 forward. Change can take a long time, but it does happen. Our votes are leverage. If they don't deliver for our communities, we'll make sure they are out of the job. Would that motivate you? Not sure, or would not would motivate you?
Hey.
A 10? Okay. All right, I mean, number 10. All right, ma'am, and thank you so thank you for your responses so far. Okay, I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Okay, sometimes people change their minds, and that reflect that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in an election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? please rate that amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your power has, that your vote has no power, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power from 0 to 10.
7.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power. Okay, 10. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that, who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, moderate a difference, or a big difference?
Voting makes a big difference.
Okay, makes a big difference. I remember, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local office in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes, something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in a 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you're not all... Okay, number 10. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose. Do you consider yourself to be, one, heterosexual, or straight, two, a lesbian, or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
I'm not answering that question. That's not important.
Okay. Let me put that one. Okay. Not answer.
I'm not answering that.
Okay, no problem. Okay, no answer. All right, ma'am, are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay, now are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Am I what?
A parent or guardian of any children?
No.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right, now, are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay. All right, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how would you describe your employment status? Would that be full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled?
Full time.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Last year, that is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Okay.
$120,000.
Okay. All right. And what is your present religion, if any?
I'm a Christian.
Christian, right? Like Protestant?
Baptist.
Baptist. Okay. Let's see. Okay. All right, ma'am. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Would that be more than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Once or twice a month.
All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.